Let's switch gears, talk a little CFL. The Eskimos, 2-1 now on the season. They are home against the Hamilton Tiger Cats on Saturday night. And we are joined by one of the newest members of their defense. Plays a linebacker position, went to Vanderbilt, was in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills, is now with the Edmonton Eskimos. Kenny Ladler joins us. Kenny, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Kenny, the first thing I want to ask, what was your first impressions when you saw receivers coming in motion?
First impression is trying to figure out how you're going to stop them and where they're going to go, because they're just moving everywhere before the snap. So it's a lot of eye adjustment that you have to make in this league, definitely, and so, progression.
Now, you I know you went to the camps, and then you went to training camp and then preseason games, and now you've played three regular season games. And I've watched the games closely, and it looks like you're feeling more comfortable with every game. What has been the biggest improvement you feel you've made in understanding the defense in the first 3 weeks of the season?
I think just playing my role in the defense and understanding what the offense is trying to do as far as their route progressions and as far as their playmakers on the offense, and knowing what guys they like to do. So it's a game of matchups. So we just understanding that gotta play the right matchups and be aware of what each player likes to do, and also just playing your role right inside the defense, doing your job in the framework of within the framework of the defense, and playing faster and playing harder. That's been my key each week, just correcting the mistakes that I made the previous week before, and with each game I'm gaining a little bit more confidence because I learned from the experience of the week before. So I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Now, coming out of
college, that experience each game.
Okay. Kenny Ladler joins us. Coming out of college, you were, played free safety and safety. So a little bit farther off the ball than you are now playing at the linebacker position here in Edmonton. Do you like being, in the box a little bit more? You kind of got to fluctuate between both, but do you like getting in the box? Is it more active in there? And how much of a change has that been?
I like it. I mean, I think you get the best of both worlds once you're in the closer to the box. You get to get physical in the run game a little bit more rather than playing deep at the free safety position, and there's lesser open field tackles that you have to make versus coming down and having more space to make a tackle with somebody that breaks to the line of scrimmage. But you also get the cover more in man-to-man coverages, and you get to blitz more as a linebacker close to the line of scrimmage to pressure the offense and quarterback. So it's a fun position to play. I'm enjoying it, and I'm learned a lot in the short amount of time given the learning position. So I'm enjoying each and every snap I take.
Outside of your coordinator, Mike Benavides, which teammate have you leaned on the most or has given you the best instruction on just how to understand what the play calls are and what your responsibilities are at each snap?
Corey Parks, he's one of the big veterans that's been helping me a lot because he plays right next to me. So we actually talk a lot during the snaps or before the play starts. He'd give me a heads up on certain pre-snap plays that he sees. So he's been a big veteran help for me that's been giving me on edge for my game. So him and also just meeting with Coach Miles in the morning with once we're going through our game plan early in the morning, been helpful too. So we've been breaking a lot of film, and he's a guru with that stuff. So he's been giving us a heads up too.
Kenny Ladler joins us, a linebacker with the Edmonton Eskimos. Kenny, are you a guy, some players, when they're scouting reports from GMs, they talk, certain guys pick up things in film right away. Other guys, you know, need to play the system a little bit to really get understanding. Are you one who maybe, you know, flourishes right away? If you see it on film, you pick it up? Or are you better as somebody who, once you see the live bullets a few times, you're better at picking it up?
I'm a big believer in preparation, so I definitely see myself as a film guy, and I see it. Once I see it on film, I'll definitely, like, have that trigger in my mind on the field once I see it on film and be ready to pick up a certain play or a certain tendency that the offense is doing and be ready to make the play. But I also have instincts, too, so there might be something that I haven't seen on film, but I let my play and instincts take over and just go off what I've been doing my whole entire career, and that's just making plays and being around the ball. So I'm always hustling. I'm always active and running to the ball. So good things happen once you put that in your game.
Kenny Ladler joins us. Kenny, before joining the Eskimos, you were at the Buffalo Bills for parts of two seasons. Rex Ryan seems like quite the character from the outside. How is he as a head coach?
Oh, Rex Ryan, he's definitely a player's coach. I think I never had a coach actually like him before, especially coming out of college. It was, once you come in a professional league, you think that like this, it's more of a stricter policy because your jobs are at risk and everything. But the environment he created at work was like a player's. Rex was a player's coach, and he made it very comfortable for a lot of the guys in the locker room to talk to him and or any of the coaches, and just being yourselves. It's kind of what he wanted to get out of his guys. He liked the energy, and he liked the players just being real.
Was he
being genuine? And yeah. I think that's one of the things I liked about him.
Was he a guy who liked to joke around? Like, obviously, coaches are serious on game day and such, but I watched Hard Knocks with him, and he seems like quite the character, almost prankster.
Oh yeah. Rex, he'll have a joke almost every day of every meeting. Actually, like, I don't think there's a meeting that went by where we didn't have a laugh with him inside of it once he's talking. So he's definitely have every joke in the book for a head coach, and he just loved to have fun, and I like that. I like that about him. So he's definitely one of the guys that I think a lot of guys wonder about being coached for or wish to be coached for, because he's a funny guy, definitely.
Kenny Ladler joins us, linebacker for the Edmonton Eskimos. Now, Jason Moss is in his first year as a head coach of the Eskimos, was an extremely fiery player as a quarterback, and a lot of the guys who had known him a little bit sense that. What's your first impressions of Coach Moss now that you've seen him in action for three games?
Coach Moss, game day, he's fired up. I like Coach Moss's energy. I like his confidence. Every time a certain situation or scenario happens, it's like you'll never know what he's thinking, if you think he's like worried or anything, because he has the same like fiery emotion every time. So that's one thing I noticed about him. As far as during the week, I mean, he's definitely top of line, all about business, all about getting better. Definitely an offensive coach and have an offensive mindset versus practice-wise, but he definitely makes sure that we compete and get the best out of each other and make the whole team better. And I like everything that he's doing with our team.
Now, as a defensive player, when you have a head coach who's an offensive coach who's, you know, really wants to push the pace, I know your practices, they go no huddle a lot of the times. How does that improve the defense when you have a coach who is such kind of considered an offensive guru? How does that help you as a defensive player?
Oh, I think it makes it very easier for us on game day. I think the game slows down a lot because we're always going so fast at practice, and it keeps us conditioned. It keeps us alert, and we're also going against one of the best quarterbacks and receiving corps in the CFL every day. So it's just making us better as a defensive unit and making us better as a whole because we're competing against them every day. So I think that with him having that type of mindset and offensive coaching style, it's just bringing the best out of the defense because we got to rise to the challenge every day.
Kenny Lado joins us now. Kenny, honestly, what, if anything, did you know of Edmonton before you arrived for training camp?
I don't think I knew. Actually, I didn't even know where Edmonton was until I looked it up on Google Maps and saw the exact location. But I've actually had a teammate that played out here before in college. His name is Eric Samuels, and I remember him playing out here a while back, a year ago or so, and all I remember is the colors were green and yellow, close to the Packers. So that was probably the only thing I knew about the Edmonton.
So you come up to Edmonton.
Other than that, it was a brand new place.
Yeah, and you come up here. You're a guy who's been in the NFL, and like a lot of players, especially if you're American, you want to go back to the NFL. You just turned 24, I want to say 3 weeks ago, so still very young in your career, and I'm not sure you're aware, but there was three Eskimo players from the Grey Cup team who went and signed in the NFL this past season. So how do you approach it to make yourself a better player to potentially revisit the NFL in a few years? What do you feel you have to improve on to get back there?
Well, I know that to be able to do that, I have to become a complete player and just show that I'm a playmaker and that I have the ability and the play set just to be able to make those plays in the NFL just like I'm doing in the CFL. So I think that I just got the name of the game is consistency and showing up and putting it on tape each week. And in order to do that, I just have to treat myself like a professional, like I learned how to do from earlier in my career from older guys back in the NFL, and just carry myself as a professional on and off the field, and just to keep mastering, working on my craft and being the best me that I can be on the field. And then all that other stuff will take care of itself. But right now I'm just got to focus on getting better each week and each day. We have Hamilton this week, so that'll be my next test to show what I can do. So I'm excited for the opportunity and ready to get back to work tomorrow.
Well, Kenny, enjoy your last of the 3 days off, and best of luck preparing against Hamilton on Saturday. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, Jason.
Kenny Ladler, linebacker for the Edmonton Eskimos.